This podcast replay is brought to you by Craig's Inns, Acura of Pembroke Pines, where you can get the TLX 2020 model for $209 a month, $29.99 due at signing, plus tax, tag, and registration. Check it out at 15601 Pines Boulevard.
All right. Orlando, what's the big surprise? I missed the start of the show. Adrian, rewind. 786-322-1105. That's 786-322-1105.
There are a couple podcasts on this specific subject, right?
There's already podcast up explaining it. There's all that stuff. I love the laziness of people. You know, it's like, hey, well, why don't you repeat it? No, bro. On this show, we don't do that.
You don't know all the answers, man, all the time?
If you listen to this show long enough, we talk about a subject and then we move on. Okay? So the subject's been talked about. You got to rewind, man. If you don't rewind, I think, is it podcasted already?
It was podcasted Friday.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Friday morning, the segment one. Yeah. It's up there for
right.
you.
But there's another one.
And there's another one coming. Give me about 20 minutes and yeah. it'll be podcasted.
Yeah, Adrian, I'm
it's
sorry.
It's already archived, guy, yeah. in the podcast.
Yeah,
sorry.
We don't repeat, bro. We move on because we got to move on. Yesterday, I went to sleep late. I wanted to go to sleep a little earlier since I had to do this. But, dude, Lomachenko and Lopez started late as hell. And what am I going to actually miss that fight? Lomachenko was off for 14 months. This kid, Lopez, was awesome. Okay? He came out with balls. He came out with a jab that was sticking Lomachenko. He crushed Lomachenko with body shots consistently. I think Lomachenko picked the wrong opponent off of 14 months. He probably should have picked a tune-up and then Lopez. I had Lopez winning 7 out of the 12 rounds. Listen, I get that the decision and the cards were maybe a little bit wider than maybe what they should have been. But I got to tell you something. I don't care. I don't. And Lopez is the kind of kid that if you're worried about a rematch, I don't think he's worried about a rematch with Lomachenko. Did you watch his confidence in that ring? I mean, it's not like he ever lost any confidence in that ring. That kid brought it, bro. That kid's tough. I don't know what kind of upbringing he had, but whatever kind of upbringing he had, that made that some bitch tough. Okay? Because he schooled Lomachenko. And maybe Loma waited too long to try to get into the fight. Or maybe this kid kept him in check and didn't allow him to get that much into. Because even when Loma started pressuring more between the 7th and the 10th or 11th rounds, that kid picked it up. Well, no, in the 11th round, Loma had a great round. In the 12th round, that kid like, no, dude, no. You're not taking this. And he could have cruised or whatever, and he sold out in that round and went after Loma, dude. I was so freaking impressed with Lopez last night. I would not have picked Lopez last night. Okay? I thought for sure Lomachenko was going to win. I thought he was going to teach the kid a lesson. I mean, Lomachenko is freak, man, freaking stud, dude. Love that guy. Love watching that guy. But I became a huge fan of that kid last night. Wow, that was impressive. And you know what I loved about it? That he won unanimously. There was no split here. I'll finish with that. This was a no-brainer that Lopez won. I'm glad boxing got it right. Because there have been so many fights that we know who won and they didn't give the fight to that person. And you sit there and you're going like, what in the world are these judges watching? And so for me, what I was grateful for as a boxing fan is that they did award the right person the fight in Lopez and it was unanimous. Now, having said all of that, can anybody explain to me what kind of drugs or alcohol Andre Ward is on? You know, because they had him doing the Letterman thing where he gives, you know, he has his boxing scorecard. Andre Ward is, you know, a former champion, a hell of a boxer in his own right. That dude had a draw. What fight was that guy watching? Was he too busy kissing Dan Mullen's wife or something? A draw. I got to tell you something. Andre Ward needs to be fired right now from ESPN. Seriously. Like, I know that if I was running the broadcast, I would walk over and say, hey, Andre, let me say, I know you boxed, and I know you know more about boxing than I ever will know. Where'd you get a draw, dude? Where'd you get a draw? You have some kind of bias or something?
That was for the network, man, looking for the rematch.
I mean, give me a break, dude. Andre Ward, brother, you have no credibility in my eyes now. It's like Michael Jordan, right? Greatest player in the world, the worst executive in the world. You know, it's just one of those things. Like, Michael Jordan, dude, I don't want any advice from you on how to run a basketball team because you suck. You were great at leading a basketball team. You were great at being a champion. But, dude, you suck. All right? Now, Michael Jordan, you suck. Like, you are one of the worst executives in the history of the NBA. Just like there's no argument, the same thing. Andre Ward, you are one of the worst I have ever seen at scoring a fight. Seriously, bro, fire his ass. That's all. A judge, I get it. Me, I get it. Bill, I get it. We're not boxers. But that guy's a professional boxer, and he saw a draw last night? Come on. Come on. Anybody that calls that fight for either Lomachenko or a draw, you don't know shit about boxing. Okay? You don't know jack about boxing. That's all I got to say. I saw that last night. But again, Lopez, wow, dude. That was freaking awesome last night. It was worth staying up for that fight. It really was. Let's see. Big O, what do you think? Matt Ryan or Big Ben for fantasy QB this week? Wow. Big Ben. I'll go Big Ben. You can't go Matt Ryan, dude, until they show you that they get on track. There's too much inconsistency there, whereas at least Pittsburgh is playing. And I think this is a game where there's going to be some high scoring, so I'll go Big Ben. Okay? Orlando, what's the – oh, okay, you got that. When Coke Eyes Gase signed that pass Cutler, it was – is when I was done with his ass. And the fact that Tannehill got better when he left, Gase was an indictment. Tannehill's only better because he's got a great line. He's got a running game. He's got a defense. And they call the right plays for him. But he's doing good because he's got a really good team around him that will lift him. He doesn't lift the team, dude. He facilitates. It's very overrated what's going on, but, you know, people are short-sighted and they just look at the stats and they think that there's actually, like, a really good QB there, and he's not. He's just not. Watch when they are in a chaotic state and things break down and he's got to lift it. Watch, it never happens. Never happens. And if Tennessee's trailing and they've got to come back, it won't, unless Derrick Henry busts for 78-yard runs, you're not going to get there. I'm telling you. It's not – Gase is Gase, but don't use the Tannehill thing like, you know, that's a statement that so many are making, and I think so many are wrong on it, but whatever. It's a lazy take, I think, to be honest with you. I don't believe Ryan is doing anything special over there. He's just facilitating. Dougie Fresh is back, and a little love on the Super Chat. Thank you, Dougie Fresh. Appreciate you, he says. Oh, sitting here in the Panhandle Plasma Center, thinking about your new radio show, Bill as Barry Manilow at 3K, and the world just feels right today. Yeah. I love it. Bro Marshmelly says, whoa, Big O is live on Sunday. We're live every day, Bro Mar. Come on. Big O, Ward's bad scorecards are the running joke. Every time there's a fight on ESPN, it's baffling to me. I know. But Andre Ward, I mean, he threw me off completely yesterday. I saw Andre Ward scored a draw. I was like, bro, get out of here. Just get lost. Get out of my face. You're an insult. You're an insult to that kid, Lopez. He worked his ass off. He put himself in position to win that fight, dominate that fight against a great, great fighter. And you're going to call that a draw and insult that young man? Shame on you. Shame on you, bro. Revo says, Browns haven't won in Pittsburgh since 03. It's fine. I don't think this is the same Browns of the last 30 years, bro. You know? You know, Revo, you got to evolve. I'm going to stay consistent, okay? What do I tell you Dolphins, the sourpuss ones that chime in and say, oh, no, these are the same Dolphins. No, oh, they're 1-3, and we kept – no, they're not. Oh, no, they're tanking. No, they're not. Oh, they're going to be the same team. They can't draft. They can't win. They can't play because they think it's the same crap from the last 20 years. And I keep telling you, no, it's not. This coach actually looks like he can coach. They've got a real front office. And if you watch the drafts now, they're turning out to be pretty good drafts. This is not the same old Dolphins. So if I'm going to tell you and go out on a limb and say, this ain't the same old Dolphins, they're only going to get better, and they're going to be one of the better teams in the league in a couple years here. Well, I'm telling you, the Browns, I think the same thing. This is not the same Browns team. They needed some leadership, and maybe Stefanski's the guy. So if the Browns are going to win, let me ask you something. Did you think the Browns could kick the Ravens' ass like they've done? Remember yet last year? They went and handed the Ravens an absolute beating. Did anybody see that coming? Because nobody picked that. It showed you then last year that the Browns had the kind of talent, and I think we've all said that. I'm not breaking any news here. I'm not enlightening you guys or teaching you anything. You know that the Browns have a ton of talent. They just can't put it together. Well, maybe they are now. Not for Super Bowl, but I think they can make it a game in Pittsburgh. I think they can even win in Pittsburgh. So I'm going to take +4. I'm going to try to be a little ballsy here. Maybe it's dumb. Maybe Revo 13, maybe you're right. But I don't think this is the same Browns. I don't think this is the same Dolphins.
Whenever I hear anything like that, oh, you remember back in the day when we had an automatic ticket to the playoffs and we had that run of beating Buffalo. Was it like 26, 27?
10 years straight, 20
yeah.
straight. Yes.
And I think it was Ferguson was the quarterback at the time.
Joe Ferguson.
And they made the change and they beat us like the next two or three times.
Jerry Butler.
But that was after we owned them like for 26, 20, whatever number of games. It was ridiculous. Man, there's a day when, you know, that thing comes up. The Patriots winning the division. That day, it's over. Man, why not? It's over for Cleveland being the bottom of the barrel in that division.
Yep. It was Jerry Butler, right? Was the receiver? I want to say.
Wow. You know what, man? I got to go look it up, but I'm seeing Ferguson and him. Yeah.
I think it was Butler.
The connection works in my head.
I think it was Butler. Somebody help me out there. Was it Jerry Butler? was the name of the receiver Joe Ferguson was like his number one target, if I remember correctly. Hard to remember everything, dude. It really is. It's hard to remember everything.
Well, we've accumulated a lot of years of stuff to remember, bro. You know what I mean? The file cabinet's getting, you know, we need another file cabinet now.
Yeah, basically. Hey, baseball-wise, first of all, Dodgers did not choke it up. They won yesterday, tied up the series to 3-3. But I was thinking about this. Aren't they both choking dogs? Atlanta and the Dodgers, right? Because you think about it. Atlanta wins divisions all the time. They go to the playoffs all the time. They got one title. That's it.
Yeah, but they got a bunch of division winning flags, you know?
No, it's great.
They got like 13, what was it, 13, 14, 15 of them in
straight,
a row?
Yeah. Yeah, no, they've got enough flags that go all the way around the stadium. They just have one World Series title. So it's like, with all that pitching and everything they've had over the years, they come up short all the time. Dodgers haven't won since, what, 88? And since the Hershiser year, and they have been perennial chokers. I know that Ian Anderson is pitching so far. They haven't announced a Dodger pitcher. I can tell you it won't be Clayton Kershaw. That's all I'm going to say. All right? And Los Cheating Bastards have been eliminated. Tampa Bay. You know, I've always joked around with Tampa Bay and Oakland that they can't win a World Series because they don't use money with Moneyball. Right? But Tampa's now in position for it. They can pull off what Kansas City and Miami did in 03, win a championship with a group of players that you're not going to keep together. Yeah!
On this strike-shortened year, and actually watch Buck Showalter talk about it, the way they had 12 guys in their bullpen or whatever, this or that, absolutely brilliant what the Rays did this year and how they set up their roster and the pitching and the different looks each guy has, phenomenal job.
Every year the Rays prove that they have some of the best baseball people in the business because they get more out of less, like the A's, than anybody. Those two teams don't spend, and yet they're really competitive every single year. Super impressive. But I want to thank the Rays because nothing would be worse than watching the Astros in the World Series. Nothing would be more disgusting than watching the Astros win the World Series because they don't deserve that kind of karma. So I'm glad that the proper karma took over. And by the way, Charlie Morton with a 0.7 postseason ERA the last 2 years. Last year, 0.90. This year, 0.57. Are you effing kidding me? Wow. That's
impressive. I think the only fans in baseball that were going for the Astros were Astro fans, correct?
Everybody else. Even some of them got off. Yep.
Some of them that probably felt bad about how the team was up in everybody's face about, so we cheated.
Yeah.
You know, and that basically that was their attitude.
Ohio John says, I think the Jets team is going to quit on Gase. And the Dolphins roll, big game from Van Ginkle and Gesicki coming up. You know, Ohio John, I have a feeling, too, that this team is going to be quitting on them. I am. Bill, I'm going to test you out here. When they hired Gase, and they hired, and they also had a coach from the staff on there that they added, do you remember what I talked about with Gase and something else that was on that staff? Do you remember at all?
When we first got Gase, that first year that we were all enamored?
I'm not talking about us. I'm talking about
the Jets
when they just hired Gase last year. Okay? There's another person on that staff, and I talked about something. Do you remember what I talked about?
Oh, man, you've talked so much about Gase, which is a very easy topic to talk about. Specifically, no. You know, I can't think of the one thing you're looking for. Sorry.
All right, perfect. Those of you out there,
glad I was able to help.
Those of you out there may remember, Greg Williams is the defensive coordinator. I said many times, who in the hell thought that Adam Gase and Greg Williams on the same staff would be a good idea? Two hotheads, right? Well, you see the world is falling apart for the Jets. They've got all kinds of issues. They're cutting players that they can't trade. People don't want to be there. So Greg Williams now takes a shot at the Jets offense and Gase. According to Barbara Baker from Newsday, when asked what he thought about the fact that his unit has given up an average of 32.2 points in their five games, Williams made it clear that there was blame to go around. It's not a very good number, and a lot of it, it's not all defensively, Williams said on Friday. It's points on the board, and we've got to do a good job of that. And how do you make that? And how you make that is make them kick more field goals. Got to do a better job in field position type things. As you see, the scoring is up in this league, but it still makes me sick, he said. When asked what he meant by saying it's all not defensively, Williams said, you have to figure it out. And remember, Greg Williams has got a family member on the team, and then Gase brought in a family member that was going to get in the way of Williams' son on this staff. And Greg Williams is a hothead, and so is Adam Gase. And those of you that listen every day and have been listening for a while, you know what I'm talking about. I talked about this many, many times, and now it's starting to rear its ugly head. And, of course, once the crap hit the fan, I figured that that's what was going to happen between those two guys. Greg Williams will probably end up being the coach by the end of the year because they'll probably fire Adam Gase because it's a toxic situation that's only going to get worse. So, Ohio John, I'm with you. I think there's going to be the great divide there because Adam Gase, a lot like the dude at the White House, is a divider. He's not a uniter. He's a divider. And that's a locker room that, yes, I am with you. It's going to get divided in a big time way.
Let me ask you a question, though, because obviously we were all hoping as Dolphins that the Jets and Gase would have a 20-year plan, right?
Yes.
And obviously this is crumbling, literally the ground around him.
Yes.
Oh, with the quickness, okay? Yeah. It's going away. Stay with me. Would it be okay, because we know it's coming, and probably before the end of the year, that we kick his ass today and we are the ones that open up that door and push his ass through, goodbye, see ya. Is there a little solace there for us? Because we're not going to get what we want and have Gase there forever.
Right.
And it is inevitable that it's going to end. So let it be us doing it that forces him out. Would that be okay?
I have no problem. I mean, he's going to get fired. Dude, as much as I want him there for 30 years,
right,
just to make the Jets fans suffer and have fun, and I can, you know, have material every day for it.
We've had a lot of material, by the way. I'd like to thank the Gase group for that.
Yes, but it's going to end soon. There's no way he survives this year. You know what I mean?
And I'm just saying
I will say this. I hope he survives to week 11 so Miami can kick his ass again. And then he gets fired.
Okay.
Okay?
So put on hold the firing until after we get another chance to smack him around.
Yes.
Okay. I like the way you think, man.
That's the way I would go with it. Okay? Let's see. Josh says, Miami Marlins moving on from president of baseball operations, Michael Hill, per the Miami Herald. Really? Wow. All right. So, I did not see that coming. Is Jordan reporting that? Since it's the Herald? Man. Yeah. Marlins CEO in call with reporters told us Dan Greeley will be promoted from director of player personnel to assistant general manager, joining Brian Chatton in that role. And yes. So they talked to Michael Hill about returning, but ultimately decided they were better off parting ways. So Dan Greenlee will be promoted from director of player personnel to assistant general manager, joining Brian Chatton. There you go. So apparently Michael Hill was not doing a good enough job to be the GM, unfortunately, for him. And you know what? That was the question with Michael Hill always under Loria, is because you can't really measure anybody under Loria because he meddled so much. Well, now he got a couple of years and apparently he didn't do good. This is why I tell the stupid people out there, and I have to call you that, when people pick on Chris Greer and say, well, you know, Dolphins have been terrible for so long and Chris Greer's been a part of it. No, he hasn't. No, he hasn't. Because all the reports you file and everything's on record. So when a new regime took over and they looked at everybody's resume and they looked at everybody's reports, they kept keeping Chris Greer. The problem that we have in this country is that the minority doesn't get the opportunity. So Chris Greer has to wait 20 freaking years to get the damn job. And now he's kicking serious ass. And you know what's baffling? Ozzie Newsome is there tearing it up for 20 plus years with the Ravens. So why is there a negative racist point of view that the colored person, the Latin, the woman, the minority can't do the job? Why? And why does it take so long for a minority to get an opportunity? And then when you give them an opportunity, you put them on the plank with about a foot space. So the first mistake they make, you push them off. Meanwhile, a loser like Adam Gase is a divider, a terrible coach, and here are the Jets giving a job right after Miami. It's weird, man. It's a weird thing. It really is. What can I tell you? All right, 786-322-1105. If you want to get in on the text line, 786-322-1105. Let's do this. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back on the other side. We're coming to you live from Craig Zinn's Acura Pembroke Pines. 15601 Pines Boulevard, just off of I-75 in Pines. Come on by and say hi. We'll be out here till 12 o'clock, back for the final stretch right here. And we'll talk some Dolphins and Jets on the Big O Show. Hey, it's Big O. For all of your family dental needs, please reach out to Mudias Dental. I've known Eric for a while, a big fan of our show. Call him at 305-821-0231. Whether it's you or your kids that need some dental help, whether it's implants, Invisaligns, they are the experts. Or if you're just looking to fill a cavity or clean your teeth or maybe even get a crown, you are going to love the professionalism, the family-like atmosphere. And of course, when you talk about being clean, that's what it's all about in today's society. You are going to go to an extremely clean place. Go to MudiasDental.com. Go to the website. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Mudias Dental. Tell them that Big O sent you. 305-821-0231 or go to MudiasDental.com.
Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com. A travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
Hey, it's Big O. For all of your CBD, THC, or hookah needs, you got to get on down to VSS West Pines at 12397 Pembroke Road. Yes, they have got legal THC. You've got to check it out. And they've got, of course, when it comes to CBD, flower, tinctures, edibles, for all kinds of reasons, whether it's pain, stress, anxiety, you name it. And don't forget, when you mention my name, you'll get 20% off. Tell the boys out there that I told you to get on down to VSS West Pines, 12397 Pembroke Road, and call them 954-613-4255. 3367. Legal THC, CBD, all of your hookah needs. You go to VSS, West Pines.
It's a buyer's market at Toyota of Hollywood. Over 1,500 Toyotas on the ground, and truckloads just keep on coming. Now pay up to 50% less. 2020 Camry, not $29,000, $17,775. 2020 Corolla, not $22,000, $13,775. Buy a new 2020 Toyota with zero down and 0% financing, or we'll make your payments till 2021 at Toyota of Hollywood, the number one volume Toyota dealer on 441 between Hollywood Boulevard and Sheridan Street.